81-50 win here tonight over the Ulysses Tigers. It wasn't easy at times. You guys pulled away here late in that third and fourth quarters. A nice second half for you guys offensively. Overall thoughts on tonight's ball game?
There's a lot of good things, but at the same time, kind of disappointed with some of the rebounding and defense at times. You know, communication is the thing we really talked about at halftime was, talking to each other on defense. I mean, instead of, five individuals out there playing, how about five guys playing as one?
All right. Well, you had good point production once again tonight from Brett Meyer and Trey O'Neill. They combined with 39 points. Sloan Baker, he really did a good job setting the tone underneath there. He had 10 first-half points and finished with 12.
Sloan, he's getting there, with his offense. His defense, is the thing that's going to get him in trouble because he's sitting behind the post and he's getting some of those fouls that are pretty easy calls for the officials. When he comes out, it's not going to be for his offense. It's going to be because, we're unhappy with his defense. But, the kid plays hard. He needs to think a play ahead sometimes. He's probably pretty close to double figures in the rebounds, too, I would imagine.
Once again, the Scott City Beaver coach, Glenn O'Neill, joining us here post-game, 81-50. Scott City wins it over Ulysses. And Bo Hess had a nice night and did a good job getting behind that Ulysses defense there for that in that second and third quarter stretch with his about five or six of his 8 points there. And the team did a good job of finding him behind that defense.
Hey, what we tell them, all you got to do is move and get your hands ready and the ball's going to find you. I mean, we got guys that know how to pass the ball when they drive. The main attention is going to be on Brett and Trey. So when they drive, they're going to draw that second defender most of the time. And when that second defender comes, if you will be pretty active, the ball is going to come to you. So, those are things that, our guys tend to keep on improving on.
Forced a lot of turnovers on Ulysses in that third quarter, especially had him around 10, 11 turnovers in that third quarter. And Trey Rodriguez, who's a pretty good scoring threat, a tough matchup. As shifty as he is, he finished with 10 points, but he only had two field goals tonight.
Our guys, he's one of the focus. He had 30 against Holcomb, so we know he's athletic. He can shoot the ball. Our thing was, go jump on his right hand. And, in the first half when he was getting all his, free throws, we were kind of dyslexic out there. I don't know if we knew right from left, so we're guarding our strong right hand, which is his left hand, which gave him, his driving lane to his strength. He's a 6'4" high jumper. He's 6'3". He's very active. He knows how to play. Our guys, follow the scouting report, and if he gets his points, then we'll take the blame as a coaching staff. But, if you do your own stuff and then he gets you in foul trouble, then, hey, come sit down.
Well, you get the victory, bounce back on your first loss of the year, and good to get to 7-1 on the year and get some confidence heading into next week. It's going to be a pretty challenging tournament, three games in 3 days at Orange and Black, especially on the boys' side. You start off with Pine Creek, Colorado, then you're looking in that semifinal matchup, either McCook or Kansas City Schlegel. And what are some things that you're looking forward to going into here with next week with that Orange and Black tournament?
Our goal for a tournament is always to go win two games. If we think we win two, we've had a good tournament. If you win three, you've had a great tournament. And, for this to be a great tournament, we're going to have to beat a bunch of good teams because Pine Creek is going to come in somewhere around that 500 mark, kind of guard heavy, shoot the ball real well, really defend nice. Okay, waiting for the winner is probably Kansas City Schlegel, who is in the top 10 in 5A. And then on the other side of the bracket, you got Hayes, who's in the top five of 4A. And then you also have Palmer Ridge, Colorado, who was undefeated last time I checked. And, they got a kid that Trey played with the AAU ball. It's about 6'6". That's, a complete beast on the inside. So, 4, 5, 6, really good teams up there.
All right, so Scott City 7-1 taking their record there into the Orange or Black next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And you get the first game there in the high school at 3 o'clock there against Pine Creek and get the nice victory here tonight, 81-50. Coaches, always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.